This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Tens of thousands of people are continuing to descend on St. Peter's Square and surrounding vantage points for the canonization mass of Pope John XXIII and Pope John Paul II. The celebration is being presided over by Pope Francis and will begin at 10 a.m. Rome time in St. Peter's Square. I've been down in St. Peter's Square to talk to the many thousands of pilgrims gathered for this event.
Margaret, have you come all the way from the States to
be here?
Yes.
What made you come? There's two popes, but...
I love them.
You love them both. Right. You family memories of... You maybe your parents probably talked about John the 23rd, and you've memories of John Paul II.
I have memory about Pope John the 2nd more than...
Of course.
John the 23rd, so...
What is it about John Paul II? What do you think is inspiring? Is there anything in particular?
He is very special. We love him. He have this moving spirit. The spirit was all over him. And we hope that he's going to pray for us.
We're coming from Chicago. Some of them are coming from other places. But we're in a group. So part of history, number one, for me. And plus, my first time to be in Rome. So it is amazing. It's a spiritual break for me, as well as seeing the place.
What are your memories of John Paul II?
You know, I work with Polish nuns, the Sisters of Saint Mary of Nazareth, and that's an order for the nuns. And before Pope John became the Pope, he was in our hospital. We even have a picture of him. I would love to meet him, but I never had a chance. But even before he became a pope, he was in our hospital.
Hi, I'm Karolina.
Karolina, you're from Poland.
I'm from Poland.
Whereabouts in Poland have you come from?
I'm from Gdańsk.
What made you all want to be here? Did you have to come?
Just one answer, John Paul II. Yeah. We've been here from Wednesday for a week, so we stayed 7 days. It's enough to visit, you know, Rome and beautiful, you know, place.
So obviously people who can't make it here in Poland, they'll be just
television, yeah, I'm sure they will be.
My name is Alexandra.
Tell me where you come from.
I'm from Edinburgh, Archdiocese of Edinburgh.
And you're here specifically for the canonizations?
Yes, my fiancé and I are here, yes, specifically for the canonizations.
What made you come all the way?
Well, it's not terribly far, but my fiancé and I were both converts, and I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity having two popes who were both cornerstones of the Second Vatican Council. They're very evangelical, very charismatic.
John Paul II has been made patron of World Youth Day,
yes.
And of course he began World Youth Day, again a fitting tribute to a man who was so involved with youth.
Yes, absolutely. I was at World Youth Day in Madrid in 2011, and that there's still the shockwaves of John Paul II. They're still through World Youth Day today in Madrid. There were all these huge pictures of John Paul II, all the Polish expat communities you see here. It's still a massive influence, and I think he's a fitting patron for the World Youth Days.
Just finally, we're seeing so many crowds. I mean, it is a historic event, isn't it? There's so many crowds. You're looking at these two pictures of these two popes who are going to be made saints. It's something to tell the grandchildren, should we say?
We've said that, my fiancé and I. We said this is a thing to tell the children and the grandchildren.
Tell me where you're from.
Indiana, near Chicago, yep. Yeah, I'm really excited. Not sure what to expect. Even my teachers here say they don't know what it's going to be like, but really excited.
But yourself?
Yeah.
I guess at Pope John, JP2, everyone always called him that. I guess he meant to me, like, he just was so involved with the youth, that which was this really integral for our generation, I think. And so it's kind of great to see that they're honoring him, because it felt like the way you'd wave at the crowd and get everyone going, it was more inclusive, and it really kind of brought everyone together. And I really enjoy that. So when I think of JP2, I think of it as, I can't believe I'm here and I get to witness it.
What do you think it would mean to him and Papa Roncalli to see so many people mingling? There's so many different countries here, there's so many different flags we're seeing. What do you think it would mean to them to have this kind of coming together of all these people?
I think that would be the culmination of what they wanted for the Catholic faith and for the world. I think that this kind of breaches, it's not just important for the Catholic faith, it's important for just people of all religions, because seeing how many languages there are here, how many cultures, how many, sometimes there's a language barrier, and I keep telling people, it's when you just talk with your hands and you, language of love, I guess it's kind of cheesy, but that's what's really beautiful, and I think they would just be like, wow, this is what our lives worked up to, and beyond it, now we get to see it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty amazing just to be here. I mean, with both of these popes, with Vatican II was one of them, and the second one was really like World Youth Days and things like that. So to see all the different cultures here, that's really what they were working towards. I was here for the Jubilee year in 2000 for World Youth Day. I was only 6 years old, so to come back and now I'm 21, and so it's a whole different experience, and yet it's the same, it's that same like spirit of the Catholic Church.
We're on the canonization.
That is extremely special.
It is in America. It is, yeah. I figured, what's a better way to celebrate?